You are listening to the American Society of Concrete Contractors. A special thank you to the ASCC leadership team and ASCC members for providing this opportunity for some great industry discussion. We're talking about industry partnerships and learning opportunities. This is episode 4, Stronger Together. We have with us Michael Haft with K&M Concrete Construction. Michael has spent 40 years in the industry, 32 years with a major retailer in property and building development, and prior to that, he owned and operated a concrete construction company. We also have John Hansen, Senior Vice President with the National Ready Mix Concrete Association. He has spent his entire career in one part of the construction industry or another, as a general contractor and also as a specialized concrete contractor. He enjoys how his work now takes him across the country, helping to steer practices in the concrete industry and promoting concrete wherever possible. The National Ready Mix Concrete Association puts on a number of classes across the country called Parking Lot Boot Camps. These bring producers and contractors together to discuss their markets and how to approach potential customers. The goal of these classes is to further the industry by educating all of the players. Did you know that there are 7,000 square miles of parking lot in the U.S.? We know that they all have to be rehabilitated on a regular basis or reconstructed, and that's a huge market potential for members of the American Society of Concrete Contractors. We brought in Michael and John to discuss education and collaboration.
As an industry, we've really just been outmarketed, and we've ignored this market sector for a long time. As an industry, we only own about 5% of the road business historically and about 8% of the parking lot business historically.
So we started the boot camp. They started in Minnesota. We did our first one for a company in the cities In 2013, there was a quest to expand their market. The company called me and said, we need to find some way to keep our 30 salespeople working or I'm going to have to lay some people off. And so we started brainstorming, what can we do to increase your market? And we looked at the expansion into the overlay market, and he said, that's what we want to focus on, and we want to get more parking lots in general. We put together the course. It talks about where we've been in market share, where we're going, and the use of industry documents. So everything we do in a parking lot boot camp, either be with the concrete producer or the concrete contractor, is based on industry documents. We've often said in boot camps, the people that train them, we have no opinion. So we use the ACI documents for design of concrete parking lots in new construction. We use the Guide to Concrete Overlays of Asphalt Parking Lots, which is the CP Tech Center document, which was funded by the Ready Mix Concrete Foundation entity to produce that. And then we use market data that comes from places like Dodge Reports and things like that. So in the boot camps, we put together all the industry documents, and we bring it together, and we really focus on those parking lots. And oftentimes, people on the front line, whether it be contractors or it be those from the ReadyMix side, they're reactive, they're not proactive. So we're teaching them to be proactive in going after, and when they go past a project, we talk about you drive past a potential project every day. I mean, how many times have you gone past the local convenience store and they got the yellow tape up there because they're seal coating or they're closed that portion for business? Has anybody ever stopped to say, you realize there's another way to do this, that you don't have to close this portion of your parking lot off? How many times have you been to a retail store, without naming any names at all, and the parking lot is in horrible condition, but the employees come to work there every day and they step over the imperfections or the potholes or things like that? How many times have you gone into the owner and said, you realize we have a solution that'll solve that problem for you?
You know, and as a contractor, it's brought more benefits. The boot camps have brought more benefit to both the producer and the contractor and ultimately the customer than I think John gives a credit for. Because what it's done is it's brought the contractor and the producer together collaboratively. historically, you know, we've operated in silos. As a contractor, we knew what we needed to be successful. The producer was doing what he needed to be successful. But neither one of us was, neither one of us were looking at what it took to produce a product that made it successful to the clients. And it's extended for us as a contractor, it's extended that collaboration well beyond just overlays. You know, it's extended it into our, basically into all of our divisions, into our structural division, into our flatwork floor division, as well as our paving division, to the point now that we're working with the producer. We're trial batching more today than we ever have. You know, we're influencing mix designs more than we ever have before. Before, we just ordered concrete, and we pretty much got whatever they gave us as a mix design. Now, almost every mix design, we take and critique it internally. We work with our own. I mean, we secure knowledge from some of the best experts out there that are operating nationally on a daily basis, so that we're driving that information back to ready mix producers. And by and large, they accept it very graciously, and we've all learned a lot. I mean, we're learning, they're learning. For the contractor's side of it, is the margins in the concrete paving right now are fairly well supported. And there's so many different markets. Personally, we're tending to move more towards the intermodal, commercial, and industrial parking lots, where we measure it in acres instead of square feet. And today, with the equipment that we have, with the laser guided equipment today, you know, from what we used to do, maybe 10 or 15,000 square feet a day, now we're producing, you know, day on day at 60 to 70,000 square feet a day. So it is significant. It's got significant potential for the contractors. Now, obviously, it comes with a significant investment to reach those levels too. But it is a good pathway, I think, for contractors, that you can start out pretty basic, and you know, move your way through this particular business sector and work into bigger, more productive equipment and larger clients.
There's this attitude out there of I'm doing the right thing because, you know, my uncle told me how to do it, or my dad or my brother or however it may be. And there is a big gap in there that we just continually repeat the same mistakes and think we're doing the right thing. So we have encouraged people. There are state associations that do workshops all across the nation. Whether it's a state ready mix association, whether it be a contractors group like the AGC, the state paving associations, but everyone needs to get plugged in and realizing that the concrete that your father put down is not the concrete that you're going to put down today. So we need to have everybody tied into some type of continuing education, however they find it in their locale. Now, they may have to travel. If they're in rural parts of America, to a larger area, 50, 60 miles away, to take in a seminar, but everybody needs to be tied into education. The National Ready Mix Concrete Association team is so small that we can't be everywhere all the time. So we have made a commitment to the American Society of Concrete Contractors and said, if we're going to go one place and interact with the contractors, where can we go? And we have selected ASCC. And so we've had contractors come to us and say, we want to join NRMCA, and we say, don't join NRMCA. We represent the sand, water, rock, and cement side of the industry and our guys that make it. We're glad you're interested, but if you really need the technical information, you need to join ASCC, the American Society of Concrete Contractors, and then you get the benefits of the National Ready Mix Concrete Association with the boot camps and things like that by being an ASCC member, but you need that partnership and that camaraderie with the ASCC to really make your business successful from a contractor standpoint. You need to join ASCC and you need to become involved in the joint NRMCA ASCC paving group. That's the best place. I've had a contractor want to get all this information, and I've told them time and time again, I can come out here and do this for you individually, but I don't have, there's six on our team. And I can come out here and train and train and train, but you need to be part of ASCC so you can come in and become part of the Bear Group, and we can multiply these efforts. You really got to get tied in. If you're going to do this alone and make it succeed, you probably can do it, but you're going to be unique. And if you want to shortcut that process, you need to get tied in with ASCC and get involved in their paving group.